Shaw Select.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Shaw Select, the best gaming podcast in the dumpster fire around the back of all the other gaming podcasts. I'm your host Craig, also known as Winstolf, and many other aliases. And joining me today is Ryan, aka Cheesecloth, aka Beast87.
Evening.
And Stu, aka Digestive, aka Popper Horse, aka Robert Cop.
Yeah, well done. Yep.
Yeah, good that, wasn't it? And also joining us today as a special guest, it's the host of Pixie Gaming Podcast, Pixie, or his alias, the guy who hosts Pixie Gaming Podcast.
Absolutely smooth as butter.
Well, they do call me Captain Smooth. Or was it Captain Greasy? Either way, it's accurate.
Keen. Super keen.
Say again?
I said it was super keen. Listen, Craig.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Everyone's very quiet tonight. I think I'm going deaf.
Swap ears, then.
I don't want to swap ears. This is my hearing Ryan here.
Turn it off!
All right. Okay, so we're
doing 16-bit announcement voices today.
We're on one. So yeah, this is a very special episode here today because we do have Pixie Gaming Podcast on, who is a most magnificent guest, and we're very glad to have him.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, Pixie?
So I run my own gaming podcast, and it's all about how video games make us feel. And it's just I bring on guests and talk about how hardware, software, what we're playing at the moment, what we're going to play and stuff like that, and talk about how it makes us feel. That's kind of it, but I do like subsections like Pixie Partner Up, where me and my friend are trying to find the best split screen games or give the highest ratings to our best split screen games as possible. And then I've got a Storytime Online podcast where I talk a little bit about like the sort of storyline games I'm playing and how it's going, basically. But yes, I'm very, 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 very happy to be on your podcast tonight, chaps.
Well, we're very happy to have you. Is it true that you were raised by a pack of wolves?
Yes.
Oh, cool. I hear that happens quite a lot down south.
And Mowgli is another one of my aliases.
Yeah, I always thought it was set around that part of the UK, the Mowgli jungle book. We're up north, we're raised by bears. So that's a fun fact for you.
We're the closest to the wall, as in Hadrian's Wall, to Scotland.
Yeah, it's true. And beyond there is the White Walkers, known as the Scottish.
Yeah, don't let them down, you see, don't let them past.
Hashtag, we love you, really, Scotland.
You want to steal the shards of realms of man.
Against the wildlings, aka Scottish people.
The night is dark and full of buckfast.
Or tenants.
And yeah, smack. Tenants super lager. Whoa. Are you suggesting that Scotland's got a drugs problem, Stu?
No, not at all.
You said Cadbury's snack, didn't you?
Yeah.
The most popular treat of Scotland. Awkward. Right, okay.
Put my fist in my mouth, I would do.
Stu's off already, he's not even mentioned boots full of suspicious substances yet. Alright then. So the main body of the show today is going to be a series of questions that we've devised for Pixie. But before we torture Amin, ask him the questions, should we talk about what we've been playing recently? Because it's something we've not had in recent episodes, and I really like doing it.
Yeah.
All right, so to start with, because I know he's got a lot to say about this, I want to talk to Ryan about Satisfactory.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
So go on, tell us about Satisfactory and your experiences with it, Ryan.
I love it. I do. It's only early access at the moment. But, like, there's a few... Well, I've been tidying up, actually. As sad as that sounds, because when I started playing, I just threw my things together so I build the necessary things to get to the next research tier.
Yeah, okay.
But now it's all tied in its own separate lovely buildings.
So you've built a factory complex.
Yeah, rather than one giant factory, I've got many little factories with conveyor belts running above along the skyline, joining them all up to where they need to go.
Have you found a way of producing the thick boys yet?
No.
Maybe one day. Your dream will come true.
But I've noticed the more stuff you're carrying, the thicker you are. Because of all your extra
really?
Pouches that you
find. I bet your character is always running around with loads of stuff in his inventory.
Yeah. But yeah, it's kind of like if you had to try and sell it to somebody, it's kind of like playing Minecraft, but rather than having to go further and further away to find resources every time, when you find your resources, you can mine from it and there's an infinite amount, so you don't need to keep going further and further away. You can get your iron from there and then bring it into your factory and then try and build it as efficiently as possible.
Sounds like in Dungeon Keeper when you find the gems and you can just keep mining them forever. You don't have to worry about it. They were the best levels because it comes with a giant dungeon and fill it with monsters and they're all my pets.
Yeah, and then away you go. But because it's still early access, obviously it's not finished yet, so the next tier to unlock is aluminium and trains.
Oh, God, don't say trains around Stu. Pixie, you ought to know Stu's got a thing about trains.
Good thing about that.
How can I put this?
Not just
how
me.
Can I put this? Oh, I don't know what you're on about, mate. To put it politically, it makes him erect.
Why did you do it ASMR style?
Oh, you're on to me.
Yeah, I've got headphones on. That was a bit. That was a bit much.
Pixie's gone. That was our guest, Pixie. Everybody.
I could talk all day about Satisfactory. Right. So we'll have to do like a special where just talk about that.
One more question for you then. How many hours have you put in so far?
89.
That is impressive. Mm. I salute you, sir. May I shake your hand?
And I've also been playing Apex, but not as much. I've taken a little break from that because the map's getting a bit boring because it's the same map.
Well, I was doing some new ones.
Yeah, and I've also been playing, because of the epic sale, Metro Exodus.
So I'm jealous.
Nice.
I really want to play that game. I fucking love Metro.
It's pretty good, actually.
I can't afford Exodus, but I really want to play it.
You only got it for £25.
Well, that's pretty good. On PC, though, can I? It's more expensive on consoles.
Yeah, and I'm annoyed because I can only play it on medium.
Your computer can't handle it? Oh my God.
Well, it's I can, but because it's medium graphics on 4K look the best. I could drop the resolution and then play on ultra, but the recommendation is medium 4K. Wow. So
I really want to play Metro Exodus. I love the first two games. Bourbon is still my favourite character in the game ever.
I call them bitches. Well, you can actually customise your weapon this time. Stinky pipes! What bullshit! Yeah.
Sorry, Ryan, you were saying...
Your inventory is your backpack, right? And you drop it on the floor, you unzip it, and then it opens up a menu, and you can customise your gun there.
Oh,
and then,
sounds so good.
So you can add suppressors or change the barrel or the stock.
Good. I really want to play it.
Yeah. It's pretty immersive as well, obviously. You have to wipe your gas mask.
Do you run out of filters all the time still?
Yeah. But I'm in an area where it's not irradiated.
Wow.
So you can breathe outside.
I want to play that game.
It's so good, yeah.
The gun's never sold it for me. Like, when I played the first one, it's like assault rifle in Doom.
Oh, no, they weren't as bad as the assault rifle in Doom 3.
It was pretty bad.
Fine, pellets. This one's got an AK on it, and it's proper heavy-handed, and it's got loads of recoil, but it does loads of damage, and you can't feel it, but you can sort of sense the weight in it.
No, that's what we want. God, I want to play that game so much. Yeah. All right, Pixie, we'll ask Pixie next. What have you been playing recently?
I have started Breath of the Wild. Just recently on my Switch.
I'm enjoying that one.
Yeah, I'm really, really enjoying that. I've just finished Horizon Zero Dawn Frozen Wilds.
I need to play the rest of that.
And in terms of online, I'm playing quite a lot of Call of Duty Blackout at the moment as my sort of battle royale. I just randomly downloaded Call of Duty again the other day and started playing Blackout, and I just absolutely fell in love with it. It was weird after playing Apex for so long, which is so like fast paced, playing something that was like so much more slow and like I guess more real was like really weird for me in a good way.
Yeah, I can imagine, because isn't Apex quite sort of cartoony?
Well, it's just very mobile. Like if someone shoots you in Apex, you could probably like scoot your way up on the side of a building and get away from them. If someone shoots you in cars,
you really broke up there. Sorry, Pixie, you went a bit garbled.
Any good now?
Oh, that's much better. You sound like you're right next to me, whispering into my ear.
That's what you want.
Pixie. Whisper to me.
Blackout is
sorry, Pixie. Carry on.
I just stumbled across Blackout and just like thought, oh, I'll give it a go, because when I first played it, I'd never really played Battle Royales. So like I was always like Mr. Call of Duty, and I got it and was like, oh, I'll give it a go. And because it wasn't Team Deathmatch, I was a bit like, oh, I don't really know about this world, it's all a bit scary for me. But like after playing like Fortnite and Apex and everything else, I'm a little bit more sort of attuned to that kind of world now. So like when I went back to it, I was like, oh, I love this a lot. It's really, really cool. It's like, I don't know, have you guys ever seen the film The Road?
I haven't actually. Is that really dark one with Viggo Mortensen in there?
Yes, yeah.
I know of it.
There's this scene where there's like these cannibals that come out of this tunnel in this truck, and they're like coming towards Aragorn or whoever the main character is. I forget his real name. they come out of the thing, and there's like this terrifying noise of like an engine coming towards them, and like the amount of times I'm just in a building by myself in blackout and someone's driving some truck up and I'm just like, oh my god, they're coming. It's terrifying.
That does sound pretty scary shit. Now, in terms of Shark Select, Stu's our resident blackout player.
Yeah,
I used to play. What's your thoughts on that, Stu?
I used to play just the multiplayer as well, and then we just slowly moved across to playing just blackout.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I really missed Hot Pursuit mode though. I preferred that to back quads. Now, oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's just on PlayStation. It's not showed up on Xbox yet.
Oh, potentially. I'm not sure whether it is actually. There's some new mode back. I forget what it is.
Prop Hunt's back. I've been playing Prop Hunt as well for a little bit.
Oh, hilarious. Yeah, I played some Prop Hunt the other day with my friend split screen, and that was just hilarious.
That is a good game. I like that's fun to watch. I've never played it, but it is fun to watch. Have a good lol at that one.
Yeah, it's weird. It is weird going from Apex to Blackout as well. I think.
Yeah, definitely.
If you play Apex and then go to Blackout, I seem to be better at Blackout at the moment.
Yes. Yes, definitely. When I went like straight into Apex, it was like I loved it because I love Titanfall 2. So like I love like the movement and stuff in Apex. But the only thing that's annoying me about Apex at the moment is that, well, two things really. One is that every single time I leave a game, I have to exit to the main menu and come back in. So if I'm in a party, I have to leave and then join again, which is super annoying. And I've just re-downloaded it yesterday and I've still got the same issue. Like I thought it might have been just, and the patch after patch and it's still not fixed. But anyway, and the most annoying thing is the fact that I'm the only person I know pretty much, apart from one other person, that plays it on PS4. So I'm always just matched up with people who are just useless.
Oh, I hate playing with randoms.
Yeah, it's so stressful. And it's just putting me off it.
That reminds me of
Blackout, I just play by myself.
Yeah, me and the missus play it.
That reminds me of years ago.
Oh, it's go on.
Say it reminds me years ago of Bad Company 2. Stu, stop sighing. It's naughty.
Great game.
Yeah, saying when I played Bad Company 2 years ago, when you got really good at the game, they started putting you with all the spanners all the time to try and balance the teams out.
Bad Company was just great. Bad Company was like Call of Duty plus Red Faction, and I just loved it.
Well, we got well into Bad Company 2, like ridiculously. Where it got to the point where if we were in a group of, if the four of us were playing it, we'd be able to carry a team.
Tell you what, E3 prediction, Bad Company 3. That would be the next Battlefield for sure.
They need to do another modern Battlefield. I miss Battlefield 3. That was my favourite.
Yeah, love Battlefield 3 as well.
What was the last Battlefield? Was that World War 2 one, wasn't it?
Yeah, 5.
Yeah, being dead risky and going back to World War 2.
Yeah, but it's not like... It's not like the World War 2 that I wanted to play as. I've gone for all the obscure battles where I just want to run around Normandy with, like, a Grand or a Thompson.
Mm.
Yeah, did they make it a bit sort of, like, fantasy-ish in places? It's got a bit comic booky.
Anyway, can I get back to my point about Apex?
Yes, let's go back to Apex, shall we?
Yeah. So as I was saying, me and the missus play it, and if we can't get one of our other friends to play it, we always get lumped with like a shit third person, and they're the only people. That's the one person that always brings you down. We've got a shit third person who'll just like fuck off across the map and doesn't want us like
follow. And all that ever happens with the third person is they either rob you blind, so you like you open something and somehow they like sneak in, grab the purple armor and run off, and you're like, well, you were across the map a minute ago and now you're here nicking me stuff. Either that, or they just like you die or you're downed and they're like walking right next to you or something. You're like, oh, just revive me, or you go to them, you know, like when you die and you have to watch them and they can't even aim down sights or anything. You're like, oh dear, why am I here?
Yeah, or they'll fuck off to bunker and die within 2 seconds. Yeah. And then they'll just ping themselves wanting to be picked up. It's like, mate, we're the other side of the map. What are you doing?
It's true.
We had some other third person on a minute, like just before we started recording. And he was shooting people long range with the shotgun, not the Peacekeeper, the Eva 8. And he was he was trying to shoot two people, and he was doing 7 damage a hit. And then he just walked towards him casually, slowly switched his weapons and died. And he did a total of 56 damage. What was the point?
Is this guy that play video games?
Shout out to
that guy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have to say shout out a lot. That's what people do on podcasts, isn't it? Shout out to that guy. Well done, Ryan. Yeah. That was a good thing. We're proper in with podcast culture. Yeah, yeah. We know our stuff. All right. So, Pixie, is there anything else you've been playing, or shall we pass the baton to Stu?
Oh, man, I play so much Unreal. I had a bit of a crazy Nintendo weekend. I played Kart, Mario Party, Super Mario Tennis Aces, some Overcooked and stuff like that.
Oh, Overcooked.
Smash Bros.
All
work, literally. Like, I had a whole... There was 3 of us here. And and I played the Tetris 99, the new update on that. So, yeah.
Oh, God. We can't talk about Tetris 99 on this show.
Yeah.
Because when you play Tetris 99, I don't know if you know this, but a scary man comes into your dreams called the Tetris Man. You hear that music and he's there in your dreams.
Yeah, but it's really slow and out of tune.
Yeah, but... right there. And he's just... right there, yeah. And he's dressed like a scary Russian. And he does things with the blocks. He does things with the blocks.
Yeah.
Hard to see. Especially the long blue ones.
Oh, God.
The square ones.
The yellow square ones really make your eyes water, let me tell you.
The T-shaped ones.
Oh boy. Right, yeah, anyway,
I had a very, very Nintendo weekend, and it was a lot of fun. I'm very, very good at Mario Kart because it's like, I don't know, it's just the thing that I'm good at. Everyone has their thing that they're good at, but it's always really annoying when you're good at something, but you don't really have anyone else that's like, it's always good when you have like a friend that's really close to you at something, or like there's a lot of competition. And I hate it when like I play Mario Kart and no one wants to play because I win. I'm like, wow.
I'm really good at it on easy mode. Anything about that, I struggle.
Mr. 50cc, aliases.
That's me, Mr. 50cc. And I've always, my racer is always my me, because he's got a handlebar moustache and he's called Mr. Evil. And he looks weirdly sexy in like black biker gear. I don't understand what's going on there. I'm feeling weird feelings towards my me.
Oh, did you buy the latex pack, did you?
No, yeah, the skin tight latex pack. Why can Nintendo even sell that? It's a bit off brand, isn't it? But it's there. The nipple clamps are really weird.
Do they come when you order it for yourself?
Or yeah, they're like amiibos. If you put them on your Switch, you unlock nipple tassels for your racer as well.
Oh,
really weird, guys.
Can you make your me fellas thick, boys?
Yes.
You know you can. I'm surprised Ryan's not bought a Switch just for that.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No, I just play as the thick boys on the Apex.
Yeah, true. And you draw yourself as a thick boy wearing very little clothes every now and again.
How did you know about that?
I've seen your pictures, man. You keep sending them to me.
Yeah, don't put my name on the bottom.
I just know it's you. It's clearly you.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, then. Stu, what have you been playing?
Apex, bit of Blackout, and Witcher 3.
Ooh, Witcher 3. Whoa. Yeah.
Ooh, Witcher 3.
Ooh. Finally got into
it. Don't
take
me back there.
Yeah.
I couldn't get into it for ages. But yeah, it's good. I'm enjoying it.
What do you think of the bloody barren, scary baby?
Oh, yeah. That was
Where are you two in the story?
Just Novigrad, and I just killed Junior Horson. Or Horson Jr.
Oh, yeah.
The one
nice.
Who kills the hookers.
Yeah.
His death was good. I enjoyed his death.
I didn't kill him. I just left him in the street when he was all crippled and that on my go-through.
I proper murdered him.
Oh, did you? Fair.
You don't got think what was coming to winding me up, though. Don't think it's like doing a knot is like, you can't abandon quests. So I've got like loads of quests to play Gwent or to do races. And I'm not interested in doing
that.
Don't
go into Gwent, mate, because once you go, you never come back.
No, I'm not going to. It looks I just very silly. I don't even understand it.
I didn't understand it, mate.
Into it.
I didn't understand it, and then I thought to myself, I'm going to give this one go, and then that was it then. I played more Gwent than I did chopping up monsters, man. It was crazy. But the most important question is, are you a Yennefer man or a Triss man?
I don't know. I've not really seen him yet. I remember Triss from the second game, and I don't think... Is Yennefer in the second one?
Nope.
I don't think she is.
No. So I'm not really...
I was Yennefer.
...had much time with either of them yet.
You're more of a Horsen guy, are you?
Horse guy, yeah. Roach. I'm all about Roach.
Horse guy, yeah.
Oh, dear.
He loves his bad navigating horse.
I'm all about the Baron. I'm hoping I get to go back and see him.
Wait, hang on a minute. Hands off. The Baron's a thick boy. He is. Are we doing the thing again? Are we roboting again? Oh, sorry, I went quiet. I thought I was roboting. Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
We're all having our own individual thoughts about the Baron then.
Yeah.
He is, but it's cool. Carry on.
Some very
everyone stopped to contemplate. That's why I went quiet.
You better find my wife and daughter, or I'm going to be very angry. That's what he says.
Sounds like he's a character from Fable.
Yeah, well, he pretty much is. They've all got Fable accents.
They have all got Fable accents, haven't they?
Yeah, they really have. Like, very fably accents. Anything else, Stu, that you've been playing?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, mine
just leaves you then, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Going to be starting to play Forza 7 a bit more with Paul. Because we're going to...
very good.
Decide that we're going to give online racing another shot. So we're in the process of...
Okay,
yeah, we'll do, yeah. So we're probably doing that at some point. But we're just deciding...
Yeah, we can promo that at the end of the episode. I don't want to know more about that.
Team names and stuff.
Yeah, I've not been playing anything new since last time because I can't afford any games. But I did buy Okami on the Switch. You ever played that?
I haven't got a Switch.
Well, you ever played Okami on the PS2 when it was on there?
No.
You're like a Japanese wolf god and you have to paint things to kill things. It's interesting. It's got very cel-shaded graphics. But everyone, it's just that thing in games, you know, where people speak when it's not words. It's just...
Oh, I hate that.
But it does it to a relentless degree. Like, I was just going... all the time. It's like, shut up! Talk normally. It's like, hey, you alright, mate? Which way to the shops? Never mind, I'll find my own way.
That's that guy in the Muppets, isn't it? The pink guy.
Yeah.
Yes, Beaker. Exactly. They all just sound like Beaker. They're all like... It's like, oh my god, it's like nails down a freaking chalkboard.
Sounds like they do it a bit. Stroke.
It does. They do it a bit in Breath of the Wild as well. It's like don't make that noise at me again.
God, yeah, Breath of the Wild. There's this guy, I'm just started it, so like I keep coming near this stable because that's sort of like where I'm going back to like rest by a fire and stuff. And every time this guy keeps going, aha! Every single time he sees me, I'm just like, oh mate, give it a break. Like,
there's a guy in Witcher 3 that I keep bumping into, and he keeps going, ooh.
Nah, what happens in Witcher all the time is you just get like, we're always walking around, all you hear is,
yeah.
And it's like, Jesus, like, Geralt must be drenched in spit by the time he leaves the town. Like,
like he's been to a punk concert. Do you know what the best thing ever happened to me in The Witcher was? Right, I had a fight in an alleyway in Novigrad with some bandit, and I killed him. You know the execution animations, right?
Yeah.
Geralt cut his head off, and his head ragdolled across the alleyway, bounced off a peasant's face who was just walking past the alley. She didn't even break a stride, she just kept walking. It's like, ow. Just keep walking.
Just in Novigrad.
Yeah, just got kissed by a flying severed head as she went past the alleyway. It was amazing. I love that game.
It'd be funny if you put something on top of it. I'll keep you for later.
This is mine now! Put it in the basket. Like a deranged peasant.
Kids, I like it. Tonight.
Okay, so... bandit head. Whoa, that sounds weird. Like, ooh, what did you do on your way home tonight? Bandit head.
A little bit of bandit head.
Stand and deliver your money or your life.
It sounds like another word for dogging. Bandit head.
Oh dear.
Packed in a lay-by flashing your lights.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know this, but me and Ryan are actually dogging right now. We're in Ryan's car, packed in a lay-by, flashing the lights at people. Especially thick boys, but it's not working. No one's biting.
Yeah.
This is what our lives have become. Okay, so...
I wonder if there's a podcast.
Oh, we should find out.
And if there's a gap in the market for you there, lads.
Can we do a shout-out to a dogging podcast?
Google it so you can find one.
Do some cross promotion. That'd be beautiful. Oh, okay. Is there any other games that we've been playing that we want to talk about before we hit the next section, everybody?
Oh, no, but I did read something interesting.
Go ahead.
You could try. Has anybody got Skyrim still or installed?
No, I've literally just got Skyrim on the Switch.
Right, so you can try this then, see if it works. Because I read it and I thought, I'm not installing Skyrim just to try it. But apparently, if you only steal food, right, and then a guard comes up to you about to arrest you, as that dialogue pops up, you go into your menu, you eat all the food, and then it basically just stops talking and walks away.
I'm sure you had an apple a minute ago.
So as I was reading it, I just started just imagining it from the guard's point of view. Like, yeah. Did you steal that food? And then the dragon boss is there just eating like three blocks of cheese while staring straight into the guard's eyes like...
Never mind.
And the guard's thinking, this isn't worth my time. I'm just going to walk away.
Did you drop your sweet roll?
So yeah, that's some homework to take away. You have to try it. But it obviously only works with stolen food, so you have to just steal food and then eat it in front of a guard, see if you can get away with it.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
I might buy Skyrim again just to try that. But not on the Switch, because it's about 35 quid, the Robin bastards.
I borrowed it off someone, thank God.
That's the best idea.
Oh, and more Skyrim news. It's being released again. Skyrim, it's coming out again.
Oh, yeah?
As a tabletop game.
Well, that makes sense, I suppose. That's not too bad. I thought you were going to see on a Casio calculator watch from the 80s.
No. I can't remember what it's called, but I was reading it today.
A tabletop wouldn't be too bad. That'd be quite interesting.
It's not necessarily. I don't know.
Like
the Doom one, I presume. But I was reading about it and then I was just sort of glancing through because it's a big article and I couldn't be able to read it all.
Press 6 for the guards are coming. Phew! Oh, you rolled a natural 20. That'd be awesome.
Or if you get a fail, the guards are coming on you.
Or would that be a success? Oblivion.
The guards are coming
for you. This is the ASMR episode. Oh, I have to have a sit down. Thank God I've already sat down. Alright.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Jabronis.
Jabroni.
Gee, I'm too brony.
I know. It's a throwback. Alright, are we ready for the next part of the show, everyone?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's quiz Pixie on these 40 questions.
I think we need the theme tune. Do we need the theme
tune? Don't worry, it's not 40 questions, really. It's about
15. Yeah, let's have a theme tune.
Need the jingle,
yeah.
Fuck the jingle. I'm
going to
go for a full theme tune. Are you ready?
Okay, then, yeah.
Like the Hobbit, shots and let the Trixie. They're going to get some stupid questions and ask them to pick you.
Yeah.
Yes!
I missed what the first sentence was there.
I said, like the Hobbits, the shark select boys are Trixie. They're going to ask some stupid questions to pick.
The Trixie Hobbits is Trixie Hobbits. Is yours.
Right, okay. I'm lucked.
Right, okay.
All right, so Ryan, you go first, my friend.
That's all right. Yeah.
So, question one, we're going to ease you in nicely here, Pixie.
Okay.
If you could play any game again for the first time.
Nice and lubed up.
Yes, exactly. Like verbally lubed up with slick questions,
slick words.
Oh. So, if you could play any game again for the first time, what would it be?
Ooh, that's very good. Obviously, Witcher popped straight into my mind because that completely blew me away. But I think, to be perfectly honest, it would be Red Dead Redemption 2, just because when I very first, walked out onto the plane and, how beautiful that game was really, blew me away.
Samesies, that was a really good game. I loved Red Dead too.
And it's odd, really, because Red Dead's a game that it's any kind of game like that, any kind of groundbreakingly beautiful game. Once you've experienced it, it is then the bar. So you're just a bit all right, yeah, I've seen it now because it's unbelievably beautiful. But that first time you see it, that first time the snow sinks into your boot or whatever, you're wow, That's crazy.
Yeah, that was really good. Yeah, you go to Red Dead 1 and it's like a sandpit.
I think I'll play that again for the first time.
Just see Arthur Morgan again. Whoa there, thick boy. Yeah.
Whoa, boy.
Yeah, Arthur Morgan was...
Look, best story. My best story from Red Dead Redemption 2, right, was Amy, my girlfriend, was like, she's never really been into video games massive, and she watched me for the first time on it. And I said, look, sit down and you should watch me play through this game, because I think it would be like, in terms of a narrative, it would be a great kind of roller coaster for you to go on. And I'm riding along the side of this mountain, right? And this guy, I went right down near Blackwater, and I got myself trouble with the police or whatever, and they came after me, and I thought I could make this jump, right? And Amy like grew up like looking after horses and stuff like that, and I went to make this jump, snapped all four of my horse's legs, and it was like right up horrific. And she was like, I honest to God, her jaw at the floor. She was like, "What is this game?" And I had to put my horse down. Like, I stabbed him to put him down and everything. He was like, "Sorry, boy," and like, poor, but like, put him down and everything. And she was like, totally, you know, like mortified by the whole scenario, which is quite funny.
I have a confession to make. Whenever my horse died, I just loaded my save back up.
Oh wow,
shit. Arthur and Sherbet were very close.
Sherbet
was wicked, man. And then Sherbet died, like, as part of the story towards the end, and I was like, "No, Sherbet!" And I sank to my knees and cried.
I was so gutted. I lost my horse I had throughout the whole game because I was in a cutscene and he stood on a train track in the background of the cutscene and just got taken out by a train.
Speaking of funny cutscenes, I saw this, someone posted it on Reddit, as the gang was riding into a mission area, the guys, Arthur Morgan, jumped off the horse just as the cutscene started. So they're all riding through on horses, and then a couple of steps behind was Arthur sprinting along. Everyone else is just riding in.
My favourite broken cutscene of all time was the one from Heavy Rain, where the guy's just going, "Sean! Sean!" You're like, the worst.
That keeps popping up, doesn't it?
Yeah, Sean! Really pointless situation. Of like, he's just having the shower going, "Sean!" Shower. It's fucking brilliant.
Should we carry on?
All right. Stu, do you want to ask the next question?
Yeah. Well, it's not really a question. It's more of a request. Please, could you say castles?
Castle.
Oh. You beeped.
What
beeped?
There's a car going past.
Oh, a car went past, yeah.
You said castles and it beeped.
Someone's just answered. We're dogging, aren't we?
It was castles. Beep.
You happy with that one, Stu?
Yes, one second. He took the my cougar out. He's being a shit one, but it's like...
Such a stupid thing to call your penis, Stu.
Cougar. It's
more of a pug.
I've got to let the cougar out. So professional. Trying to get quality podcast here.
I felt a cat's wondering about.
Right, can we carry on?
Yep.
So, next question, Pixie, comes off the back of a really successful Twitter poll we did, as opposed to coming on the back of a Twitter poll.
Here
we go. Something different. You are going to do it. Inverted versus normal on the controller layout.
So, just to get this straight, normal is the only way to play any video game.
Incorrect.
Thank you. Incorrect. Thank you, Pixie.
Even if I'm flying, I'm not inverted. I'm normal flying as well.
That's even
how
weird.
Do you even do that?
Because down is down and up is up.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Yeah, I agree with Pixie.
I don't think you can even do that.
Maybe you can't, but Pixie and me can. So Pixie can come on the podcast again, definitely.
100%.
But it's weird.
Pushing
forward on your control and your head goes up, it doesn't make any sense.
There's nothing worse than when you start a game as well and you think it's normal. And it's inverted. And all of a sudden you're looking at the ceiling and you're like, what's going on?
It makes me physically nauseous.
In the game I struggled with the most with that was I got VR and played Resident Evil VR, and that was inverted automatically.
How the hell can you invert VR?
That's just correct.
No, it's not. Especially not for VR. You look up and you look at your feet.
Exactly. Like, if you're wearing VR...
Stu,
you're wearing VR, would you look up?
Yeah, okay. I'll let you off.
Exactly. That Pixie, you answered that question so well.
But on a controller, if you pull back, your head doesn't go forward, though, does it?
But you're not pulling back, you're pressing down.
No,
if you press down,
back.
Your head looks down. And if you push the stick up, your head looks up.
No, you don't push the stick forward, your head goes forward. Yeah.
It's like a sick look into the Edgerton mindset.
Yeah.
It's terrifying. Okay, Ryan, next question.
Just makes sense.
Shut up, you.
What's your favourite console if you had to pick one?
It's difficult. That's difficult again. That's a tough one because immediately, once again, my mind went to PS3 because that was where I first kind of really seriously got into gaming. So, like, beforehand, I played PS2, stuff like that, but, like, it was always sort of a dabble and played a bit of it as opposed to, like, really sort of, like, PS3 was the first time I sat for, like, hours and hours at a time and really, like, heftily went into stuff. But I think, actually, I'd have to go with PS4 because the games that I've played on PS4, like, the best game I've ever played is God of War, and that's what I played on PS4, so I have to sort of go there, I think. And obviously Witcher 3 and Horizon Zero Dawn and Red Dead Redemption 2 and all of that. It's all just incredibly good.
So what year did you start gaming then? What was your first console?
It wasn't me, but my first ever console experience was watching my brother play Final Fantasy VII on the PS1. And then I'd like have a go at Crash Bandicoot, but I was never really had the function to be able to do it properly. Like, I think I probably played the very start of Crash Bandicoot about a million times, but, you know, I might have got to like the level.
How old were you at that point?
I don't know, actually. I don't know. I must have been really young, though.
Christ. Like,
I was trying to scare myself with how old I am, that's all. This is like,
yeah, because my first experience was came out when we were just starting high school, I think.
Oh, yeah, we were in our teens.
95, 96 when we started high school.
Yeah, man. I'm 30. I mean, you're 34.
What?
Oh, my God.
Sorry?
10 years younger than me, man. My first console was a Sega Master System.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Playing Sonic.
What did you have to do? Shovel coal in the back of that?
You did, yeah.
Yeah.
You had to get some local peasant boys to run on a wooden treadmill to power it. Gotta go fast!
Playing the Sonic theme out of go fast, yeah.
get an old lady screaming the theme tune at him whilst they're running.
Back in the day when there was no save function, and you had to, if you were lucky enough, there'd be a game with a password that you had to write down and remember.
And the pause button was on the console.
My brother was saying to me that he used to be able to get games from the radio that you used to have to record onto a tape.
Oh, yeah.
That you could then put into to play it, but
yeah, microcomputers, ZX Spectrum, and all those, like, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I never had one of them.
No, they were
look fun.
Time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. Who's reading the next question? Is it me or Stu? Stu, isn't it?
It's a man, isn't it?
Stu, read the next question.
Apex, Blackout, or Fortnite?
Ooh. Okay. What? Just solos by myself with people?
Just that's, if you could just play, if you could only play one of them.
And the other two get destroyed forever.
Yeah.
You've hit me at a really difficult time because I've currently just started really getting into Blackout. But before that, I played Apex really, really heftily. And I've also been playing Fortnite quite heftily as well. I really do like Fortnite. I think if I had to choose, just for me, I would go... Oh, man, because in Blackout, I'm like a total loser in Blackout. I will just hide the whole time. Like, if someone's... I will quite happily hide and let someone go by just to try and get them in the back. That's the kind of, kind of guy I am in Blackout. But in Apex, I actually have the ability to like look at someone and go, let's go, one-on-one. Oh, man, that's tough. Okay, I'll go with Apex. No, Blackout. Blackout it is.
Blackout, the other two are gone forever. No more Apex, no more Fortnite. They're in the bin. Boom. No more dabbing.
They got snapped.
Yeah, they got snapped. Like Thanos. Was that a good sound, by the way? Is that good?
Yes, all right.
Is that a good snap? Yeah, thanks, guys. All right, cool. Do you want me to ask the next one, Ryan?
Yeah.
All right, where's we up to? Let's have a look. The oldest rivalry in video gaming, Mario or Sonic?
Mario.
And you'd be Mario, because he was born after the death of Sonic.
That's the thing, yeah. I was born in the ashes.
Yeah, the Dreamcaster was... the ashes. You rose from the ashes like the Phoenix.
Yeah. Sonic's Phoenix.
Yeah, I think 2000 was Sonic Adventure, wasn't it, on the Dreamcast, and it was going bad at that point, so... That's a fair slice, to be fair. Mario's still going strong, isn't he?
Whereas I love Mario Kart. Well, Mario Bros. Love Super Smash Bros. And I actually want to play Mario Odyssey as well. We all know what happened to
Sonic. That's a good game. So poor Sonic now is a creepy CG monster with human teeth. So it's over for him. All right, Ryan, next one.
So I'm asking a question here that I've actually got no input in whatsoever.
I'll just ask another one then. Just skip it. You ask which one you want, Ryan.
No, it's all right. I'll ask it anyway. Castlevania or Metroid?
I've played neither of them.
Move on then. You can do the next one, Ryan. This is nice to
I'll leave this next question for Stuart because he gets off on the answers. So if you had to pick one, and again, the others would die forever.
Okay.
A Western RPG or JRPG?
Western RPG.
Good answer.
To be fair, whilst there's a few very good JRPGs, a lot of them are tripe. So, yeah.
The thing is, like, I love like the likes of Final Fantasy VII and stuff like that. And I guess, would Breath of the Wild count as a JRPG?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's more of a Western RPG. It's more of a Western framing. Open world and all that.
Yeah, but it's like they're very like odd, aren't they? Like I can get into it, but like I immediately feel sort of at home in a Western RPG as opposed to in like in a Japanese one. Like you're all good in Final Fantasy VII until like you're cross dressing.
That's weird. That's a weird section. I was still just see if they add that into the remake. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, no chance.
I bet they will. They'll surprise us all. They'll make it a weird DLC pack. Pay to see Cloud's nipple clamped, that kind of thing.
Amiibo.
Yeah, creepy amiibos of Cloud in the dress. To sweet upskirts and things. Yeah, okay. But yeah, it's a fair point. JRPGs could be dense as fuck and a bit off kilter sometimes. Whereas Western RPGs always welcome you. Alright then. Next question. Stu, do the next one?
What makes your nostalgia glands foam the most?
For me, it is Morrowind.
Ooh, that was very fun.
Oh, yeah.
I was at work the other day and I was listening to gaming soundtracks and YouTube was on autoplay and it all of a sudden I heard Morrowind in my ears and there's something about Morrowind and specifically its soundtrack that like takes me back to like that was the very first
the title
time.
Music's amazing.
It is good.
The very first time good. That like I felt as if I had this massive world to go wherever I liked, and like it like gave me this sense of adventure and stuff. It was just crazy. And like when you hear those massive like flea things, they're like,
oh yeah, Little striders,
yeah,
so cool.
What about Caius Cassade's leather pants? Did they do it for you?
What about Gwaz?
Gwaz! Ooh, they're so cute.
Yeah, you can get Corky as a pet, can't you?
And you can stroke him. If you go to cast a spell so you've got your hands out and look up and down, it looks like you're stroking the Gwaz.
Yeah.
And those things that fly in the air, they're the most annoying things ever.
Cliff races. As they slowly descend towards you.
Like, fucking squibs. When you try and fight them, it's like...
I got lost in Vivek way too many times. Every time I go to Vivek, I just get lost in there.
Stu, you know that spell that Squibs cast on you? What's it called?
Paralysis.
Makes you freeze.
Paralysis.
Hey, well done, he's got it right. Not paralysis, he's got it right. Alright, time for the next question. And this one's from me, because I want to read this one. Pixie, so Conway, Tintagel, and Camelot are all what?
Castles.
Hey! We like it when you say castles.
Castles.
It's got a nice ring to it. Because we're all uncultured northerners. We call them rap good brick forts.
Big brick house.
Going to Carnarvon Brickhouse.
been around since olden days.
Jeez.
Ryan's got the one he's trying to avoid now.
He can skip it. He can skip it if he likes.
No, I'll say it's all right. Would you ever go to an anime convention?
Ryan's having flashbacks.
Oh. Now, this is interesting because I bought tickets for a gaming and Comic-Con convention in Exeter, which is a town very close to me, the city. And I was like super keen to go and everything. And I listened to your guys' podcast and I was like, you've terrified me now. I'm so worried about what I'm going to get. Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to get there and I'm going to be like, it's not going to be what I want.
No.
We went there all full of hope.
Yeah, but it was very much, it was like 95% anime, 5% gaming.
95% teenagers as well. And it was like, this is weird.
Dear. Yeah, we were buzzing to go there and like start interviewing everyone. And we go like, oh, we've never done anything like this before. We've got press passes and everything. And we get there, it's just like, it's just a fucking sports hall full of kids.
You could see the fear in Ryan's eyes.
Comfort zone was back on that train, tell you.
The fear in Ryan's eyes was real. Especially when that flash mob started in that corridor.
God, it was cringy.
He nearly shat himself. It's cringy. All right, he's reading the next one. Stu?
Okay. Mario, Sonic, Crash, Grapefruit, Kiss, Kill.
Grapefruit, Kiss, and Kill.
Yep.
So hit me with what grapefruit means.
No, you have to Google it. All right, I'll tell you. Grapefruiting is a well-known sexual act where you cut a grapefruit in half and then drill a hole or otherwise bore a hole into the harder outer shell of it. And then you use it to pleasure a man, right? Okay. And then, because the grapefruit juices are left over, the lady or fellow man, if that's the relationship, can clean up the grapefruit juices, so as to speak.
How delicately you're explaining this.
It's eloquent. Okay, so I'll go ahead and grapefruit Crash because he's a bit of a mad bastard, isn't he? So
hey, he'd love it, wouldn't he?
He would love it. and what was it? I think
Kiss or Kill.
What was it? Mario and Sonic, the other two?
Yeah.
It's not
Kill Sonic, isn't it?
Yeah, put him up with misery, man.
Yeah, just put him down.
That's the easy way out.
It is the easy way out.
You'd have to take a kiss from Mario, wouldn't you?
Mario, because kissing Sonic would be like kissing a nice little fuzzball, like a cuddly toy or something, but like kissing Mario would be
teeth. Those creepy teeth.
You'd feel Mario's tash on your lip and everything.
Oh, yeah,
you know
that's
what I mean?
True.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, it's a little hair man, isn't he?
His mushroom would grow, wouldn't it?
Yeah. That's for certain.
Thank you so nice.
It's a me, Mario. On the brief aside about grapefruiting, by the way, there's a YouTube video with a woman describing what grapefruit is, and she's like, and you go down, it's how you pleasure your man. And she's going for ages. And at the end, she's like, obviously got like a fucking dildo or something. And she's like, she's showing off how you do the bit at the end. Although you can hear it, at the end, and you're like, it's fucking great. It's the funniest thing you'll ever watch.
I might have seen that. I think I have.
Yeah, you see? You're having flashbacks, aren't you?
Yeah. Now you're thinking of that, and all you can think of is Crash while you do it.
Just looking down at you. Like the camera is
hand on your head. His hand on your head.
Yeah. And
Crash
grin.
Always looks surprised as well.
He'd be very surprised if you're grapefruit with him. That's how you go down on your bandicoot. Yeah, do you want to try the next one or do you want
to? Yeah, yeah.
Where are we up to?
Up to, yeah.
Oh, okay. It might backfire on me this question because I know I've got a terrible recording voice. Which member of Sharks Elect has the sexiest voice?
Which member has the sexiest voice, Pixie?
I think I'm going to go with Ryan because
he's the sexiest member of Sharks Elect. To be fair,
he's the dark horse, and yeah. Stuart's definitely got the pottiest mouth, but
he's grumpy monotone.
It's true.
Mm.
I sound like I'm always three seconds from having a stroke, so I think Ryan's probably the right sexy voice wins.
That's
that one.
Dirty whore mouth.
Oh, dirty whore mouth. Right, anyway, where were we? Right. Ryan, next question.
Which member would you take on a date and where? It's like this is like blind date.
It sounds like you're trying to pick him up or something.
Yes,
I am not.
Sounds like we're grooming him.
Trying to find out how old he is, where he lives.
Exeter, you say? 10 years younger.
Does he live in a castle, so he's hard to get old of, or is he like, outside of the castle?
Likes right, the grapefruit. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Craig's broken.
I'm back. It's okay.
Okay. I take Stuart to Japan.
Ooh.
Why would you take him?
Because yeah. I'd like to take him somewhere where he'd be totally out of the overburdened of everything that's going on, and he'd just be moaning the whole time, and it'd be funny.
Just take him downtown. He doesn't need to go to Japan.
Manchester, do.
Convention, there you go.
We would stay in Center Parks for a week, and he threatened to take all his clothes off at least once, and then said if we were girls, we'd all fuck. He snapped really easily.
Yeah. We had to get him some technology quickly, didn't we?
Somebody get this kid an Xbox!
Oh, when we were in that car on the way back from Victoria.
Yeah, and you started freaking out saying you're going to get your cock out.
Amy, if you're wondering, as you can't hear in my headphones, what's going on, Start Selective started off with some normal questions for me. They took a left turn down who do you want out of the three of us avenue.
Don't worry, Amy. We'll leave him intact for you.
Continue.
Right. Stu, next question.
Oh, good job. Was that noise from Stu there?
it's a good job we can't get taken off the air.
Yeah, true. We're not a radio show. We're safe. Right. Next, Ryan.
That's Stu's question, though.
Stu, sorry.
Who's your favourite thick boy?
Oh, yes.
Warrior.
Oh, he is a good thick boy, Ryan. Warrior.
Warrior.
Like, with a big moustache. Oh, you'd love him.
That big red nose.
Oh, Ryan's got a look in his eye, guys. I can see a little twinkle in his eye. He's like, ooh, Warrior. Maybe I'll become a Nintendo fan after all, he says.
That was a very quick answer as well.
It was. So I think he's been. I think Pixie's secretly a thick boy fan as well.
Fucking hell.
Right, who's next?
You got that. This one there.
Is it me doing it?
Yeah, it's you answering this question.
Pixie, if you could change my alias, what would it be?
You would be master of the theme tune.
Oh, yes! I like that!
Ah, welcome to Shards of Light. I'm master of the theme.
Shards of Light! I'm really happy with that.
Yeah. Master of the theme tune!
Oh, I'm so happy. That's made my evening, Pixie. Thank you.
Don't need to ask this next question because we've already established that was the PlayStation 1.
Skip it.
So the next question after that is definitely a Stu and Craig question, but I'll ask it because I've got the sexiest voice.
It's true.
Pixie, what is your favourite train?
Choose wisely, Pixie.
It would have to be First Great Western.
Oh my god. I'm going to have to lie down.
Calm yourself, Craig.
I can't. It's just too much. I like the blue mallard.
Yeah, the blue mallard. I was going to say, you like the mallard because it's tapered.
And she likes the Flying Scotsman.
Yeah,
same. Because he likes them fast and rough. Or Thomas the Tank Engine's cousin, Carl Gustav the Railway Cannon. That was a good meme I saw the other day.
Grumpy Germans. Gustav the Railway Gun.
I like that one. That pleased me. So, Stu, on to the last question.
Ooh.
Go on, Stu, read it.
Who do you want to be in the thumbnail for the episode?
You can be any character you like.
Okay. Well, you're putting me in the thumbnail for the episode.
Oh yeah. You're joining us in the thumbnail.
Okay.
Yes, sir, Bob.
So we have to think of something that has four characters.
No, not necessarily. We can throw anything together. But if you, some of them do have a theme, so we can try and find something.
Oh,
but you can paint a theme.
What's been the theme?
The characters go with it.
It could be Crash Bandicoot holding the grapefruit, if you like.
Tell you what, we can all be all of the different tank engines from Thomas the Tank Engine, and Craig can be the Fat Controller.
Deal. I mean, I'm taking the bits and Donner for your role.
Yeah, we'll all be trains.
Yeah, we'll all be trains.
And I'll be Percy.
Percy?
Yeah.
I'd say you're more of a Percy's. Gordon or an Edward. You're the handsome one.
Oh, yeah, give me the Edward then. Yeah, I'll be the red one. That's Edward.
I would say Gordon's the handsome one.
James. I can't really remember.
Yeah, Gordon. Gordon's handsome. He's also a bit cold and aloof, just like Ryan.
Percy's probably the thickest one.
Yeah, Stu could be Percy, because he used to call him Pisswiss. and I think Pixie can be Diesel, or
him,
Bill and Ben.
He can be whoever he wants.
He can be Thomas.
Well, I'm going to have to be Thomas, aren't I?
Yeah.
Thomas is so mainstream.
Yeah, I'd certainly say that I'm more mainstream than you guys, that's for sure.
Yeah, probably true. That's true, yeah. We're a bit niche.
What you going to do is listen to a podcast.
Yeah, he doesn't try and groom his guests.
Yeah.
Not yet, anyway. Give it to him. I don't know what I meant by that. I take that back. Pixie, I'm very sorry. I don't know where that came from.
That's cool.
Because me and Ryan are dogging, it's getting a bit intense. We'll get some interesting looks. Right, keep sometimes shouting. Do you want to dress like Wario?
Podcast and the gaming podcast mixed up, don't you, in your head?
That's what, exactly. The only I aspire for us four to make our own docking podcast. Well, plans for the future. Okay, I've got one more question for you, Pixie. It wasn't on the list, I've just thought of it now, it's important. Do you want to hear Stu tell the story about Saints Row guy again?
Absolutely not.
That was the correct answer. Okay, then. So I think we're getting towards the end of the podcast. Pixie, is there anything you want to promote on our podcast or what you want to talk about?
Well, not really. You can listen to my podcast with the Shark Select Lads, which is Pixie Gaming Podcast, if you haven't listened to it already.
It was a good episode.
It was preparation for why I've been so relaxed with these answers today. So, like, I'm not usually this okay with this kind of questions being thrown at me out of the blue, but via the last podcast, I was thoroughly prepared for these.
Yeah, you let three cackling hyenas into your camp.
Yeah.
They proceeded to defecate all over your well-crafted questions.
But I'm very, very happy you guys have asked me on. I've had a good night tonight. It's been good fun.
It's a life experience, wasn't it? Life experience.
Mm. Certainly is. You guys are an experience that comes around once a year, like Christmas.
But worse. Like Christmas, but bad.
The Krampus.
Maybe you're like church on a Sunday then. I have to go there every Sunday.
The nipple Krampus.
We need to think of an episode name.
We've got a lot of material to think of a name about, so we won't have any trouble there, Ryan. Okay, so Stu, Ryan, anything you two want to promote or talk about that's maybe important, maybe something cool, maybe up and coming stuff on the YouTube channel, Ryan?
Well, the new intro is all done, ready to go. It'll be on this next episode.
Yes, Ryan,
our
video smith has crafted a new intro, which is so epic that it actually made me follow through when I watched it. Some of that may be fiction, or maybe it's not.
Mm.
So yeah, I've got that to look forward to.
Sniff his pants and you'll find out.
Yeah, come on, Ryan, have a sniff, lad. Stu, anything you want to talk about?
Not much, really. Still knocking about on Instagram when I can think up content. Other than that, I might be doing a bit more Twitch. That's about it, really.
It's the old Shart _ select for Instagram, yeah?
Yeah, that's it.
And it's Digestive with a Z1 for Twitch?
No, just Digestive.
Oh, fair. With a Z instead of an S.
Yeah.
That's the important bit. I'm just on Twitter, at Winstolf. And, yeah, I just potter around
here at Twitter, at Master of Theme Tunes.
At Master of Theme Tunes, yeah. This is what Master I do now. I am the Master of Theme Tunes! That's what I am now. So, yeah, Pixie, thanks for joining us. I think all the
no worries, chaps. Been a pleasure.
No, it's been an absolute, genuine pleasure. Mm. We'll just get rid of Stuart, have Pixie, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, hi, Stu. Anyway, yeah.
Not left yet.
Awkward. All right, yeah. So, what's that to say? Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye, everybody.
Peace out, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Inverters for wrong-ins.